For North Carolina, $750 million of settlement funds will be split across the 100 counties. Orange County will receive nearly $6.8 million over the course of 18 years. To help the local governments decide what to do with their respective opioid advisory committees, the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners laid out some requirements to consider. Among those are for counties to choose between two different approaches for their funds. Option A dictates categories of spending the settlement money must be used for, while Option B includes a more robust strategic planning portion around treatment, prevention, and other strategies addressing the opioid crisis. Orange County Health Director Quintana Stewart presented to the county commissioners at the September 6th meeting to provide details and guidance. Stewart said the direction many Triangle area governments are going with their committees are different than what they discussed at a gathering 6 months ago.
And so at that time in March, I would say for our region, every county thought, oh, we're going to do option B. That just felt intuitive to how we do our work. We always collaborate, meet, and talk. And I would say to date, I only know one county that is still looking at option B as a choice.
The Orange County commissioners largely agreed, citing option A's ability to use the funds faster, build upon some already existing programs, and still do strategic planning through its opioid advisory committee. Commissioner Jean Hamilton said she believes that is a benefit, considering how much Orange County is ultimately receiving from the settlement.
It's not that much money, let's be honest. You know, over 18 years? So it seems like we need to know who in our community is at risk for overdose. And so what we choose as a strategy should depend on what's going to have the greatest impact, given the limited dollars. That's going to be the hard work, that we have plenty of latitude, but we need to be careful. And then, of course, always track to see if we're getting the results that we are expecting from the investment.
The Board of County Commissioners unanimously agreed on option A, as well as establishing the Opioid Advisory Committee's charge with an emphasis on overdose prevention. The next step will be building out this committee of community stakeholders, with a list suggested to the elected officials at the same meeting. Since the committee will examine any gaps in the county's current resources and brainstorm additional responses to the opioid crisis, there is a variety of seats available. Still, the board settled on expanding the 17 suggested seats by county staff to include two additional flex seats. Commissioner Jamesetta Bedford said she disagreed with four of the seats being dedicated to the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsborough Police Departments, as well as the Orange County Sheriff's Office. She said she'd prefer for those spots to go to other professionals with different perspectives, and that law enforcement could be integrated a different way.
I think the group should be taking a more medical and social approach and normalizing this more as a social medical concern. In that way, the group could certainly have a session where they invite all the law enforcement, get their input, and include them and address them, and of course, at their public meetings, so everyone's welcome.
Commissioner Earl McKee rebutted the exclusion of one law enforcement agency over another, saying he believes each department can share perspectives and strategies from within their own jurisdictions. McKee also added that in addition to being first responders to many opioid overdoses, the local police approach is much different than others in the U.S.
Given the fact that this board and the town boards in Orange County made a concerted effort to, I guess you would say, impose our will that we refocus from punishment to prevention, I think our law enforcement are well aware that there has to be a new strategy. There has to be a focus on trying to address root causes.
Orange County said its staff will aim to collect applications with the goal of making appointments to the Opioid Advisory Committee by November 15th. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.